Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Wednesday program here on BBS Radio. And the date today is Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. It's the last day of the month. So here we go. Let's see how we're doing with everything. And let's bring in the energies here of peace for everybody. And we'll also energize the light beams right now. So here we go. Energizing the light beam, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And I know we're taking them out of order here because it's good to do sometimes. So here we go, more energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now I want to clear the date for everybody. And we'll see how this is going to work for you. Let's clear the date, which is 8/31/2016. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. Energetic cording. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation in your life going on, we'll try to clear that for you. So think of that one particular situation that you're having. It could be physical, it could be mental, emotional. Here we go. Think of it. Releasing that program from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll get our co-host up here. So tonight we have Michelle. Are you out there, Michelle?
I am here, and welcome everyone to CLS. It's the Wednesday night show. We answer a lot of questions on this show on Wednesday nights, and we have a lot of great things coming up. So we have the Cultural Heritage Disconnection Healing Call. Ron has that planned for September 10th, which is also going to be the monthly four-hour Ascension Preparation Call. And then we have the September 11th, 18th, and 25th, 8-hour healing intensive conference calls. So, Ron, tonight I thought maybe we could just go over a little bit more. I know people are very interested in this cultural heritage disconnection call because obviously we all came from somewhere. We're all living our ancestors' DNA. So I wanted to just read what that's going to be about. And I know people are coming up with more ideas, and you're definitely welcome to write them in to us. We're making a big list of all the different things that we're going to try and look at, and then Ron's going to part down to the few things that he can deal with in the couple hours that we're going to do it. So it's on Saturday, September 10th. It starts at 10:30 a.m. in that Pacific Standard Time, so that's as per California time. And it's only $20, which is an amazing price. So Ron's starting out saying it's going to be a two-hour call. And then it says, basically, what it's going to cover is, have you been hardwired to cultural heritage programs? We all have. So it's going to be clearing all sorts of different things like torture, poverty, genocide, addictions, starvation, mannerism, class beliefs, imprisonment, loss of home. I know across the board, every culture has experienced those types of things at some time. So you're all welcome to do this. And I'm going to be going through a couple emails that we got recently, Ron, that we have in the inbox that are giving us some more ideas. So I know somebody out there is making a nice list. All right. That's my introduction, Ron. I don't know if you want me to start reading these or if you have anything to say about it.
Yes, what I want to offer for the people that are on the call. So after you're on the call and I get your PayPal receipt, then what I'll do is, if you're interested in going further with this to help yourself out, I'm going to allow you to get the cultural enslavement clearing for half price, and then I will give you the unlimited version for free. So it's just very simple, because after you do the clearing, you may go, man, you know, there's a lot that we have listed that we can do, but I can only do so many of them because of the time permitted. So I'm planning to do maybe about 10 of these. in the 2 hours of time, so maybe five per hour. And so that's like basically 10 minutes per issue. And, you know, we may have maybe 30 of them total, so we may have 20 more that you may want to do. We may even get more than that. I don't know. But basically, you can go into that clearing, and then after that, start doing some more work on yourself to get rid of this stuff. So it's sort of like a way that, you know, you're taking full advantage of the light shift, because you're able to go into a clearing a little differently than you were before. And you're getting a lot more mileage out of it because we're doing a special on it. And you probably wouldn't even think of all these issues. Since we got them listed, now you have a way to clear them. And believe me, you're probably going to need every one of them. So it'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a week from this coming Saturday, 10:30 Pacific. And if you do get the clearing, we'll be sending out an email probably within a couple of days here, which you can click on to purchase it. If you go into the donation area and do it that way, which works also, you won't get the code, but I'll have to send it to you. So I'll be sending out codes for people maybe on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, something like that, of next week. So that's just to do it with the PayPal link that we'll be sending you. And then from there, I'll need to have, if you want to do that other clearing for half price, then I'll need to have your receipt that you purchased it for $20, and I'll send it over to you. So, once you read off some of the issues there, and a few, you may want to jot these down yourself, but we send them out also on the email. But you may have one that might kind of tag along with what we're talking about. You know, you may, well, you may say, yeah, I need this one, and also this one that's kind of similar. But anyway, I'll turn it over to you, Michelle. We'll see what we have here.
Okay, well, first I wanted to start with this one particular email that we got, and it is pretty specific, so I'm sure you'll cover these under some headings, but this is just to give some ideas, and this is just one of them. Okay, so this one is talking about World War II as an example, the rise of an idea, I believe, like Nazism, like political ideas, how those all came about, and then bombing of London, so I'm sure that happened all over the place in Europe. So basically, what is that called, like colonialism, when you go into another country and you take over, and that just happened to every country. So I don't know if it's under the heading of colonialism or just destruction of your heritage, whatever existed there in the first place. Okay, so then it says, all right, so that would be a war situation, and then financial crashes, so like the Great Depression. And you know, I know that that obviously affected American culture. It probably was all over the entire world. And then also in 2008, we had a second one. Okay, and then the resultant increasing polarization of humanity into the few 1%, and then who are extremely wealthy, and then the rest of the masses who are struggling to survive. So that's like a consciousness of scarcity that kind of took over a large amount of people. Okay, and then this, the person who wrote this, you know, they're probably coming from their particular cultural heritage. So, like the British Empire and colonialism. However, that particular one affected, I would say, the entire world for the better part, because there's so many financial implications there. And then this says the English Civil War from 1641 to 1652 and the beheading of King Charles I and the birthing of many social and religious ideas, movements. So that would be all different mind control programs that were implemented to all the people, basically. Parliamentarian democratic systems, the levelers and socialist ideas, and religious movements such as Quakerism, which also affected America to a great extent. And then in the East, which we are, you know, not too up on, basically, but they had their cultural revolution in China between 66 and 76, which caused a lot of tumult. And the thing is that the East has so many people. I don't know what percentage of the planet, but I would say a good percentage of the planet. So that affected all those people. So, Ron, I'm kind of curious, when you do this work on us, will it only be affecting the people on the call, or will it also help all several other people, maybe even in a small way, that, you know, were affected by these particular things?
It'll affect the people on the call. I can't see it'll go into other areas of other people. I don't think the aliens would like to have your soul family have this clearing, so they'll probably do something against that, you know. So it's just basically for the people on the call. So it's taking away that energy from them. Remember, this is the energy in your body that we're taking away. So I guess what you're asking is this going to be an internal clearing that we're doing or external? External is what the aliens do, and that includes timeline. So I'm not pointing to timeline. I'm just clearing out your DNA, which is internal with you, to help you out. So the timelines will not be cleared, you know, for that issue. And if it was, if I did that, then it would be clearing out other people on that. But that's too much for me to handle right now, or probably basically to handle at all. So I'm not going to go into timelines of poverty to clear it out of, you know, the planet here or anything else. It's just what you have in store and collected, we'll say, inside of you, causing you to have problems. So back to you.
Okay, great. So then just to finish up this particular email, they say thank you very much for answering many questions that they've had. And also they feel that your answers are very astonishing and seem to flow very nicely, very eloquent. And they've had to listen to a couple of the shows several times in order to get everything, but they feel it's really working and very, very much very good information, very concise. Okay. They say that you helped them clear of many mystical experiences that they've had in the past that they have been pondering for a long time, so you help them let that go. So they just wanted to thank you, Ron.
That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is great to listen to the old shows, even if it just happened like a couple days ago as well. Listen to them over again. And I know, if you do any healings on those shows, they do work for 3 times afterwards. So they're still active. So very worthwhile to listen to the older shows. Okay, so we have just a couple words somebody would like to add onto the list. Famine, submission from religion or political systems, and poverty in general. And I think that's really great because it seems like so many cultures have been like, well, you know what, if you don't accept the particular political scene as it is now, or if you decide that you don't want to accept a particular religion that is being touted at the moment, then, you know, guess what? It's not going to be good for you or your family. So that's going to be a major thing to let go of for probably a lot of us.
Yeah, and you know, just the torture part. You don't know what you have been through, you know, genetically. You know, what your ancestors have went through because they didn't want to maybe divulge information about something where it could maybe cause people to get harmed, or, you know, maybe they got, maybe there's a big hiding place for your whole town, you know, when the soldiers came or whatever, or maybe you're just your family up in the hill someplace and they happen to catch you and they sort of torturing you because they wanted to get them too. And so all that's, you know, with you. Now, I'll change it slightly. So what can happen is that, let's just say that they get tortured and you're killed. Well, you didn't have any children after that, so you're going to go, well, how did that get passed on to me if that ancestor died and they didn't have any children naturally? So how could that be in my genetics? Well, the way it happens is that the entities can have it. And the entities then will go through that torture, the emotional body, and then it can hop into your family at that time, okay? Maybe you have four kids, four children, and a wife left over. Well, that entity that was in you could hop into them, and they will probably have children at some point, and that energy is now triggered in the DNA and activated by the entity. So that's the way that works. And or it could be the emotional body, you know, hopping back into the soul family, because it needs energy to live. And so now it's in your relatives, or close friends, we'll say. And so now it's passed on to you, because you don't know where you fall with your genetics and how many people are attached to you. You know, there's very possibly, we'll say, the whole earth, but all the people living could be. But, you know, just to keep it very simple, that's kind of what happens. So, you know, that's how things happen to you in your genetics, even if the person died at the time and you wonder, why do I carry this load and have this problem? And that's the reason. So, back to you.
Okay. And I'm sure that happens a lot. Okay, so we have a today in history that somebody wanted to go over. It says, August 31st, 1864, there was a Battle of Jonesboro, which led to the fall of Atlanta. That was a pretty big deal in America. On this day in 1864, at the Battle of Jonesboro, Georgia, General William T. Sherman launches the attack that finally secures Atlanta, Georgia, for the Union and seals the fate of Confederate General John Bell Hood's army, which is forced to evacuate the area. The fall of Atlanta was instrumental in securing the re-election of Abraham Lincoln in the fall. So could we have a healing for that, Ron?
Oh, yeah. So it sounds like Atlanta has the problem. Although it was at the town of, was it John's or this fall of Atlanta, I heard. So anyway, we'll just clear this energy here. Boy, releasing this here, there's a lot of energy there. Man, it's like a lot of sadness. So here we go. Releasing this if you're attached to it. So here we go. So attached means that you may, maybe you're listening to the program and you don't live in Georgia, but maybe your parents did or grandparents, and maybe they were living, you know, back there in the 1800s. And, or they had family members that lived there. Remember, you don't know how far back things go and where they go to. And so you could just have one cousin living there, and that could get transferred into you because it could be a soul family energy, and you have it. So if you feel the energy leaving you right now, I would say probably 99% correct here that you have been there in your genetics somehow. So here we go. Otherwise, you wouldn't have, you might get teary-eyed or something. This is really, really heavy. So here we go. Releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Whoa. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. One, two, three, four, let's get a little bit lighter. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. And one more time, I think, here to feel better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 50. So if you've got relief and you don't live in Georgia, and you might just send us a little, you know, CLS questions at Yahoo, a little note that you felt the heaviness leave you, and you may not even realize that you have roots from Georgia. So it's pretty heavy. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yep, I actually do have a connection there, so thank you for releasing that. That was very helpful. Okay, and there's also a request to release any aliens, if we have any aliens around us, Ron.
Okay, here we go. Before I do this, what I'm gonna go a little deeper with that clearing from Georgia in that area. Okay, I'm gonna do a clearing for people that maybe saw their dogs. We'll say, you know, imagine cats for a round two, but probably mainly dogs that would be aggressive toward the soldiers, and they're probably killed. Okay. So, or people coming into the property that, you know, the dog's going to try to defend. So I'm going to do a clearing for dogs and also cats. So here we go. Just see how this feels for you. So we're releasing that energy from these the animals. Maybe it's heartbreak or something. So one that you're having, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 50. Oh, boy. Okay, back to you.
Okay. I was just thinking, too, that the movie Gone with the Wind, which they've played, like, every year on TV, and it's a huge movie. It was a big release when it came out in 1940, I believe, and that is the biggest scene in the movie. It was filmed once, and it was about leaving Atlanta, and that was the turn. That was a huge thing for our entire country, so I can see why it would have been heavy, Ron, so thank you very much. Okay. All right, back to the cultural healing. Somebody's asking if we could clear the word cultural, also cult, and vowels. And I don't know if that's something that you wanted to do, Ron, now, or if we wanted to do it on the call, or if we could all do it individually in our alien keyword release.
Yeah, I think the alien keyword one may be what you want to put it into.
Yep. It is interesting. The word cult is in cultural. It's awesome. Okay. Please, and it says, please let absentees know what you cleared. So someone would have to keep a list, and then we would have to somehow get that to people. Although, I don't know, Ron, is it necessary, or do you just want to say let it go, or is it necessary to know what was cleared so that you can clear other things on your own?
What I'll probably do is figure out what I want to clear on the call, and I'll send that out. And with that will be possibly other ones that we've come up with, you know, on the email, so you know what's going to be cleared. And then you can figure out also what you can do yourself later on, and maybe you may have other things you want to add to that list. Oh, boy.
Okay. And then we always have the question, can we do it absentee?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, you could do it absentee, you know, if that's the only way you can do it.
Okay.
Just that it might be maybe a heavier call. I don't know, you know. You can't do it. I myself, you know, if you could figure out a way to be on the call, do that. But if, you know, if that's all you have, then, you know, get absentee, and you can always go over and do the 10 things that I'm planning to do anyway over again if you like. So, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, so we have a question referencing Monday's show. It was said that you could have multiple light beings up, but maybe one was showing while the others were in the background. and you said that one would work to transmit the energies. So does it work if I look at a picture of a divinely activated picture that people buy at conferences while my light beings are on my computer as a way to transmit all of that energy?
Well, if you bring the light beings up and you're doing a clearing, it'll help to release the energies from you. And the more light beings you have up, it might be a little easier for your body to handle the energy and maybe release a little bit more. Is that what they're kind of asking, or?
I believe that they're saying that they want to use one of the divinely activated photos that people can buy at conferences that you activate for them to transmit all of the energies that are basically on their computer.
The light beams that I sell only brings peace. You can't ask a favor of them. They don't work that way.
Okay.
They're just strictly bringing out peace energy. If you're doing a clearing, that could be used to fill you with more peace, which is what they're actually doing as the energy gets taken away from you. They're not going to, release something out of your room, that's a negative thing or something. It'll bring you peace after you release it. Well, I guess that's the only way I could really state that.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Yeah.
So they're only active to give you peace. That's all they're designed to do. Okay.
And they are nice, and they do bring good energy to a person's room, but it's not actively taking something away from you like a light being on your computer would actually be right there doing something for you. So I think what they're trying to deal with is being able to have several different healings up and still have space on their computer to use their computer. So I know I have seen people who have, a Microsoft system where they open up one window basically and then a bunch of little tabs, and then they open up the window and set it to start, and then there's all the little faces on the top as the tabs. And I believe you said on Monday's show that those are each active and working. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I know that I have an Apple computer, and I actually open up a whole bunch of, well, if I want to do more than one clearing, but several windows, and then I get them as small as can be, which is about twice the size of a business card, and then I just kind of stack them to the sides, and then I work on my computer in the middle if I need to, but I turn that off if I'm not there, and then I put my picture in front of the light beings that are on my computer. So there's different ways to do it, but that is one of the reasons that we suggest just getting a separate computer for your clearings so that you can do your work on something else and keep it separate, and that way it doesn't, something doesn't happen and your computer doesn't shut down or whatever.
Yeah, what I would do is, I think what I would do anyway is just to have, I'd put four light beings up on your screen and have one light being for, your spirit integration. And that'll work with your other clearings. And then do three clearings, and each light being would be connected to a tab. And each one would be actively running a clearing. So if you're doing a clearing for, like pain, you can do a pain clearing for one light being. That's if you have, the unlimited version. And then you may have one because you're angry because of the pain. So that would be another light being. So now you're in the anger clearing. And go into the clearings and do them. And then what's going to happen is if your timer goes off, you're going to see one light being come up and they'll say, this clearing is completed. And then all of a sudden, maybe a minute later, another one will come up, the clearing's completed. And then, you're going to have that happening to you. If you put it on for a long period of time, then they're just going to be running. And you're going to see the possibly the countdown timer, next to the light beam. And you're going to see each one working individually. And then the one that would be there would be the the one that would do the spirit integration for all the clearings that you have up. But they have to be the same exact clearing. So I need to specify that. You know, there's really no shortcuts, but this is the way to get a little more mileage out of yourself by doing a clearing to save some time, as long as it's the exact same information that you put into that clearing. Like I said, so if you have pain, you may have anger because you hurt yourself, and maybe you have something to deal with trauma. So now you have three clearings up: pain, anger, and trauma. And you're running those, and that's the unlimited version, because the whole life one is not going to work for that. So you have to do this, with the unlimited version, and you need to do the whole lifetime clearing first, and then you purchase the unlimited, and that's the advantage of it, that you can go in and do this process. So that's what I would do. I would not probably put up more than three at one time, only because, you know, you don't know how your body's going to handle the clearing. Mine may say that it may work great, but to me, three would probably be ideal for probably most people. And that's for one monitor screen. You know, if you want to feel brave and put up another one, another screen, another computer, and maybe do the same clearing on that with something else, you know, you maybe have a fear that you have with that problem. You know, maybe that brought up fear in you. So now you run that one for fear. But, you know, be very careful not to overload yourself. You don't know how this is going to affect your body. And just because it worked fine on one of the clearings that you have done may not be the same on a new one, okay? Because the issues are all different, and it depends how much stuff you have related to it. And your mind really is not going to know. It'll probably tell you to do as many as you like and to go out and buy five computers and do 20 at one time. I would not do that. So don't get overboard. But I would say you could probably do three at one time, maybe, and probably be okay with that. But back to you, Michelle.
Yes, so that's interesting. I know that you've said before, there's the 1 through 20, the amount that you can feel it, and you can set that on certain healings, like usually the whole lifetime healings. But you always say the effect that it will have on you will be the same. It will pull out the same amount or whatever as it would if it's set at level 1 or level 20. But that level...
That's just how your body feels it.
Yeah. So
that's how you're sensing the energy. That has nothing to do with the complexity and how your body is damaged and how it has to recover after having that clearing, okay? I mean, you have a recovery. It's just like having an operation. You're going through recovery time, you know? And, you know, you may find out that you might need a couple of days to recover, getting this stuff off of you. So the intensity is only for people who are very sensitive, who don't want to feel too much because they're overwhelmed. That's why I had to put that in there, to cut the energy down so your body would not overreact to it, okay? But during the healing process, once you get the stuff cleared off of you, your body now has to integrate the source energy of neutrality back into it and integrate your spirit. And that could be a problem with, the energy coming back to you, because you don't know what your body has went through. It has to repair itself. Just know that your body is being repaired, and it has its own way of doing that. So don't confuse the intensity level with how you're going to be feeling after the clearing is done. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever, just what you feel when you're having the clearing. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah. Definitely. But the 1 through 20 definitely illustrates how strong the healing is when you can actually feel it. Like if you turned it up, it's really strong. And then it's best, I think, to turn it down to 1 because, wow. But still, yes, absolutely. You have to figure that it has done quite a bit on you because you've been carrying those energies around your entire life. And so now they're released, and your body's like, what? You know, give it at least a couple of days to integrate that. This person went on to write another email just to reiterate. They said, what is meant in my question about getting the energy of the light being is that I have noticed an effect of receiving less energy when the outside part underneath the white bar stating countdown timer is not shown on the screen. And I'm not sure, they might be talking about a different program than I use, but I have noticed that if I don't have a certain amount of space of the light being showing of the window, then the timer slows down significantly and may even completely stop. So I don't know if it's really true, but it seems like the light beings might be like, well, you know, we're not connecting enough, so maybe that doesn't work. And then the window that is showing more is definitely working because that counter will go on or will count down properly. So it's interesting. I've noticed other things too, Ram. Like sometimes I will set, let's say, a couple windows, and they're about the same thing, and I'll turn them on for the same amount of time. But they'll be dealing with something slightly different, let's say, like maybe a countdown of a timeline, and you do upside down in one, and you do tangent in another, and then you turn them on, and when you get home at the end of the day, you notice that one of the timers is practically done, and the other one, it's like it still has 600 minutes to go or whatever. And it's really interesting, and yet it's still going, and if you look at it, it's still counting down by the second. But it just makes me wonder if the light beings are like, oh, there's so much more there or something. It needs to keep
going.
That
I can't ask her.
Yeah. It's really strange. I don't know if anyone...
related, okay? So.
Yeah. I just let it go. You know, I just figure, well, it needs more time, so let it go. Okay, so let's see here. Somebody is wondering, wow, this is the golden question. How many minutes is generally enough for a healing? They say they have a mind program saying I should run something for a day or two, and I have heard co-hosts speak of running clearings for maybe 120 minutes overnight.
Yeah, that's hard to say. It all depends how, you know, when you do a whole lifetime clearing, that clears your whole lifetime in about 20 seconds. And so typically you're having, you know, maybe like two for sure, you know, in every minute. And so from there, once it depends how deeply ingrained you're dealing with an issue. So your past issues get cleared because they're not really looking at them that deeply to dig into them. They're just releasing them, okay? Because you don't know what the heck happened to you, you know, 2 days ago at 1:30. What were you thinking, you know? And that's stored inside of you. So it's nothing that, you know, the light beings just take it away. You know, they're not going to edit it and look at it. Now, when you enter something in there, now it's specific to you because you're really zeroing in on it. And so at that point, and that's where the healings are, you need to specify something when you do the unlimited version of what your condition is, what's bothering you. And then from there, you can get that released. So it's hard to say why some healings take longer than others, why you need to have more time. It's just the way your body is. I really can't answer that question as far as how long you need to run something because everybody's different. So just kind of go by what people tell you because they probably have a similar type issue and they know about how long it's taken. If somebody recommends something, then I would probably go with that recommendation. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay. So we do have a thank you for the healing that you did for us tonight. Somebody had gone there and they did feel a lot of that sadness and are glad that you released that. And then another person says a clearing tip from somebody that does a lot of healings. They say they use one computer for whole life clearings and long-running timeline crashes. They use another computer for free long-running clearings and alien attack page and spirit integration set for around 3,000 minutes. And then another computer for other people that they're clearing, so they separate those energies, which is a great idea.
So they have four computers running then?
Yeah, three or four.
Uh-huh.
And they say that they have been doing this for several years, and they do very fine with it. They only run whole lifetime clearings one at a time, and all computers have spirit integration running all the time. So as the light beings are pulling the darkness out, then your spirit is coming back into that space, and I know it helps people sleep really well. And then they go on to say, I sleep very well at night when I run the mental and emotional clearing before bedtime. They have much fewer dreams, and they can't recall them if they do.
Very good.
Yeah.
So once you get sort of caught up on your life, you know, by doing the clearings, and you instead of feeling like you have this heavy weight over your head, and it's making you feel sadness all the time or whatever, once you get these clearings, then all of a sudden, you know, you're free, more or less, and you go, well, I'm just going to do the maintenance on myself, even if I don't know that there's something going on. And that's like doing the mental and emotional clearing every night, and you're on top of it. I'm sure that the attitude of a person would change a lot just by doing this basic maintenance and plus doing the alien attack energies on another computer to get those off of you. So remember, when you first start this here, it's you start feeling much better, and you wonder what you got to do next and everything else. And, you know, it could take you a couple of years to kind of get on top of it. And then from there, you're just kind of doing maintenance because a lot of your stuff is released. You dropped your negative friend that kept putting you down the rat hole, and you decided that you want to self-empower yourself, so you walked away from them. Or maybe even your family, maybe you had to divorce your whole family because they were bringing you down. And then they're still bringing themselves down, so, but you don't want to, you know, go on that emotional roller coaster ride any longer. And so you start feeling better. And that's the whole thing is, you know, where are you? And, you know, are you enjoying life? Does it feel good to you? You think of a thought right now that bothers you, you may not be able to feel it right now because you're more in the moment. But when the show ends, you know, in an hour or so, you know, can you bring something up? If you can bring something up, then you need to clear that. Because that's haunting you. Now you just created a timeline. So you force it. So I'm having you think to create a timeline to know that you have to get off of it because you're already on it. So you're looking at yourself on that roller coaster ride. Well, as you have more clearings, people who are listening probably go, yep, you know, I've been doing clearings, I feel better, and, you know, I drop the people that are bugging me or have bugged me in the past, and they're still on that downward spiral, and I don't want to deal with that any longer, and I feel pretty good. Remember, it's the people around you that's going to bring you into the negative situation or spiral. And it's not that what they're doing is they're activating your DNA that they can probably see that you have on your psychic billboard that you are blind to, and or they just want to agitate you, and that brings up more stuff from your hidden DNA that's below the surface. After you did the whole lifetime clearing, all that you have experienced, we'll say, in this lifetime is basically calmed down and put back into balance, we'll say, and your body now is in peace. But there's still a lot of stuff with you. But if you don't bring it up, or somebody doesn't bring it up to key you, then, you know, you can just let it sit there dormant. But once it gets activated, now you're on that emotional roller coaster ride or whatever it is. Back to you.
I always wondered about that. Is it okay to let it be dormant, or when the ascension hits, could it possibly be something that might hold you back?
Say that again.
Well, is it okay to let something be dormant, or if you know about it, but you don't think it's
if you know about it, it's not dormant.
Okay.
You know, after doing the question, if you know about it, it's not dormant. It may not be running today for you, but maybe in a month it will be. So, you know, you want to release it.
Okay. So if you have any kind of thought.
If you don't have a clue and somebody brings something up and you have no clue about it, then maybe it's not running in you. And maybe it's not there. But if you go, oh, man, that kind of, you know, feels familiar or, yeah, maybe that's true. Then right away, you know that you're already on that timeline and it's starting to crash on top of you. So you want to, get rid of that stuff. Remember, the timelines are external to yourself. People bring you onto the timeline. And they only can bring you onto a timeline if you have it stored inside of you and you believe that system and or you have experienced it before. And that's how the aliens get you. They find an issue that you may have a dormant or that's, maybe just only a 1% issue. And then somebody triggers it, now becomes a 5%. And all of a sudden they go, ah, there's mileage here. And then they'll keep having people push your buttons. And the more times they push your buttons, the more energy you leak out. And they love that. And all of a sudden you go, wow, I now have this issue. Well, then you want to do timeline crashes on it because now it's external to you by the alien. They're abducting you, putting you on timelines. Well, that's the whole thing. Like I say, you do the clearing that you think you need, the whole lifetime ones, you might think life is great. Well, you turn your TV on and they go, uh-oh, what did I just hear? That pushed my button. Before the TV came on, you were fine. And that button that was pushed is no longer, it's there, but it's not activated. That's why I say to do your clearings, and if you happen to be one of those very, very few fortunate people that can say, I'm leaving, I'm going to the mountains and be with the birds and the bees, and the squirrels, and I'm not going to have a radio or TV, then you're good to go. But that normally is not the case. So people are there. And the aliens brought forth all this technology, from the, last 100 years to sidetrack you for ascension so that you're focusing on everything external to yourself, wanting more and more. And then you're hooked up into being a slave to them. So back to you.
Okay. So one of our listeners wanted a little more clarification on what we were discussing tonight. They say, can I be able to do different timeline crashes, all five separate ones, on tabs, with only one of the pictures showing to work for the whole thing?
Well, if you have a tab, then put up the picture that goes with the tab.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's what I would do, because you want to get... and how are you going to know if that clearing ends or not, So have a picture up for each clearing. It'll work the other way, too, but I wouldn't really say to do it that way. It'll still work, but I would have one light being up for whatever you're clearing. So, if you have 3-4 light beams up on your screen, then you got them up, and you know that one is doing one thing, another one is doing the other. So why not just keep it very simple? And do it that way. Now, if you're the type of person that says, yeah, I want to do these clearings, but I want to put the light beams behind each other and stack them, and then I want to go on now and do some internet surfing to see what's going on in the world here, that's okay too, but get a different computer. Just get one dedicated to door clearing so you're not messing anything up. So that's what I would do. I'm sure $100 to buy a used computer any day of the week. Maybe even $50 to find a friend that's gonna has an old one they don't want anymore and get it for free. So back to you.
Yes, people that are into computers, they update every couple years. They will literally buy an entirely new computer and just sell theirs. So you can find computers on Craigslist and all sorts of different things. And, you know, the great thing is all you need is an internet connection. You don't need any programs. You don't need anything. So you can get an old computer with just a screen. So, okay.
And you can just go to a coffee house and get on the internet that they provide and put your clearing up there. If you don't have the internet at your house, maybe you can't afford internet. You go, yeah, I'd like to get a computer, but I can't afford internet. You know, I can't afford whatever, you know, the price is on it. And I don't have cable, and I don't have this. Get your screen up. Go to a coffee house. Load that program onto it using their server. Okay, their connection, mm-hmm. we'll say, and then run the computer and just don't get off that page. You know, maybe you have to drive 5 miles to do that. Well, you might be able to do that and use that page for quite a while, especially like the alien attack one. I believe you can go in, maybe somebody could comment on this, but I think you can go in and change, once you're on that page, you can go in and use different clearings on that page, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we can get that answer for the next program, but we don't have it instantly here. But normally, once you're on a program and you have it running for, let's say, the 3,000 hours or whatever, I mean minutes, 2,000 minutes, then it'll keep going, and then when it says it's done, you can still go in there and change the timer and click on it again and start it all over again because you didn't change the page on it. So I don't know if the alien attack one will work because you're changing pages on that. Maybe it only works the page you have up. So anyway, but you don't need internet connection. You just need to get it turned on so it's working, and you're ready to go. Looks like we're getting close to the end. Do you have anything to add, Michelle?
Well, one of our listeners just wants to reiterate how awesome the Release Aliens audio is. They say about 3 to 10 hours a day they run it. Their body's lighter. They feel less stressed. Their home feels clean and full of peace. If they miss a day, their body definitely notices. So they say they run this free audio if they can, and it really works. And thank you so much, Ron, and I absolutely agree. So that's the Alien Release. It's awesome.
Yep. So let's end our program here. So tomorrow is Thursday, and this is the night that we do the alien clearings. This will be on the conference call, so we get rid of the replicas of you that have a condition. So if you have some type of condition going on, then you're being replicated over and over again with these aliens attached to you with your programs, these replica bodies, we'll call them. So here we go. I got it listed here. It says, yes, on alien attack, you can stay on the page and use all the options one at a time. So wonderful. And you might even try that yourself. Just, you know, get on the net, put that page on, and then turn off your internet connection. You can do that on your computer, okay? And then play with it and see how it works. It might be a good way to educate yourself a little bit more on how useful these clearings are. And a lot of people take them with them on road trips. They just have the computer in their back seat. You don't need an internet connection. And you got it in the back seat clearing yourself out. So, especially on space clearings and stuff. But anyway, let's do the Mind a Heart Drop. So the call tomorrow is $20 if you want to get on it. It's 5:30 Pacific. And normally it's typically up to an hour and a half in length. So here we go. Let's do the Mind a Heart Drop that you want to do yourself all the time. So you want to command your spirit. So this is what you say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this here. And you may start to feel the thoughts leave your head, go to your heart, and then you're going to be in peace energy. Source energy, peace energy, that's with your spirit. Your spirit has that automatically, not outside of yourself. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies. And see you later, everybody.